Title, Teaching Tips Booklet. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. Teaching Tips Booklet. With various office supply images. End image. Begin Heading Level 1, Index. Begin Heading Level 2, Teaching and AMP, Learning Conference Tips. Begin numbered list with two items starting at 2022. Item 2022 of 2023, edition, page 34. Item 2023 of 2023, edition, page 5. Begin heading level 2, little hints to use with your students. Begin paragraph text, advising edition, page 6. Begin heading level 2, creating accessible documents. Begin paragraph text, email, Microsoft Outlook, page 7. Microsoft Word, page 8. Microsoft PowerPoint, page 9. PDFs, page 10. Begin heading level 2, course setup and AMP, content. Begin paragraph text, little hints for instructors, page 11. Performance objectives, page 12. Writing course objectives, page 13. Tips for filming videos, page 14. Begin heading level 2, getting off to a good start. Begin paragraph text, helping all learners feel welcome, page 15. Engaging learners, page 16. Begin image with description, Starburst. End image. Begin heading level 1, teaching and AMP, learning conference tips. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text, the following tips you can incorporate into your class are taken from the sessions offered in the 2022 Teaching and Learning Conference. References and citations for any data or statistics listed here can be found in the videos posted on our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/c/nsoat. Videos in classes. Begin numbered list with four items. Item 1 of 4, the four types of videos you can use in your course are micro videos, tutorials, lectures, and screencasts. Item 2 of 4, adding video to a course increases engagement and is 83% more effective for retaining information. Item 3 of 4, pre-recorded videos allows students to rewatch or pre-watch videos to learn in their own way and time. Item 4 of 4, offering videos reduces cognitive overload for your students. Begin paragraph text, mental models or systems models. Begin numbered list with three items starting at 5. Item 5 of 7, mental models or systems models are the top student-ranked most helpful technique or strategy, even when the instructor isn't using it in their class. Item 6 of 7, mental models help you evaluate the starting points of your students. If students can work backwards, forwards, and in all directions within a concept, then they have deep understanding. Item 7 of 7, mental models work best over time and in groups. It is cognitively demanding to work alone. Begin paragraph text, alternative grading. Begin numbered list with three items starting at 8. Item 8 of 10, equitable grading strategies include optional retakes, which can be split out by topic, flexible deadlines, limited grading of behaviors, equitable grading scales, and ungraded formative assessments. Item 9 of 10, use homework and class time as opportunities for learning and feedback. Learning happens through mistakes. Item 10 of 10, grades promote risk aversion and encourage performance over mastery. Grading everything equates to constant judging. Begin paragraph text, adult learners. Begin numbered list with 5 items starting at 11. Item 11 of 15, in adult learning the instructor is the facilitator who helps students navigate their learning. Item 12 of 15, you can promote independent learning in your class by slowly removing any supports throughout the semester. Item 13 of 15, connect adult students' learning with life experiences. Item 14 of 15, adult learners tend to learn more from their peers. Item 15 of 15, practice the see, do and AMP, teach method with adult learners because they learn better when they have to teach someone else a concept. Begin paragraph text, language diversity. Begin numbered list with 5 items starting at 16. Item 16 of 20, recognize there is language diversity in every class, it may be through different languages, different regional or cultural dialects, or even familial usage of the language. Item 17 of 20, if personal interactions are pleasant, people are more willing to take on the cognitive load of listening to an individual with an accent. Facilitate pleasant interactions with your students. Item 18 of 20, students have a higher cognitive load when they are worried about grammar. Consider not grading based on language and grammar usage when the concepts are the most important thing to learn. X. Discussion boards. Item 19 of 20, grammar is the first thing to break down when learning new concepts. Item 20 of 20, be specific about grammar expectations in your assignment rubrics. Begin paragraph text, helping students write better. Begin numbered list with 4 items starting at 21. Item 21 of 24, provide students with many examples of good writing in your field. Item 22 of 24, instruct students on the writing process, which is planning, drafting, sharing, evaluating, revising, editing, and publishing. Many students do not know the process. Item 23 of 24, hold group discussions to give good quality feedback and to discuss their struggles. Item 24 of 24, peer editing helps students analyze both good work and their own work. Begin paragraph text, student wellness. Begin numbered list with 4 items starting at 25. Item 25 of 28, on your syllabus include on-campus resources for wellness and a statement of wellness. Assign wellness-related tasks like writing a paper on their wellness plan or touring a wellness resource. Item 26 of 28, in class, use clickers to allow students to anonymously gauge how they are feeling today. Item 27 of 28, be a wellness role model for your students. Item 28 of 28, offer flexible homework submissions, X, videos, creative writing, etc. Adjust your deadlines to promote better sleep for your students, and consider offering extra credit or makeup points for participating in wellness activities. Begin paragraph text, racial achievement gap. Begin numbered list with 5 items starting at 29. Item 29 of 33, if you can adjust a student's mindset, you can help them have better outcomes. Item 30 of 33, racial achievement gap was 2 times higher in classes with instructors who have fixed mindsets. Item 31 of 33, instructors with a growth mindset tend to include why a student is learning a concept in their class. Item 32 of 33, cognitive resources are split when a student is actively trying to avoid being stereotyped, which lowers their performance. Item 33 of 33, active learning strategies have a disparately positive result for students of color. Begin paragraph text, learning by doing. Begin numbered list with 4 items starting at 34. Item 34 of 37, students need to see that you aren't perfect, and you deal with the same issues they do. Item 35 of 37, give students many examples of why they need the skills you are teaching them. Item 36 of 37, bring in concepts that fit with the data they are working with. Item 37 of 37, teach your students to self-teach. Google is your best friend. Begin paragraph text, high-end AMP, low technology for rapid feedback. Begin numbered list with 5 items starting at 38. Item 38 of 42, some high-tech tools that are fast and provide quick formative assessments include clickers, Google products, diagrams.net, free polling software, Zoom chat, and Zoom polls. Item 39 of 42, a useful, low-tech tool for formative assessment is a color-coded card that corresponds to the answer choices. Students then raise their cards with their answer. Item 40 of 42, don't be afraid to improvise in your class. Item 41 of 42, share the polls with your students and why you are doing them. Item 42 of 42, let your students know it is okay to say, I don't know. Begin paragraph text, supporting students in a pandemic of grief. Begin numbered list with 5 items starting at 43. Item 43 of 47, allow students space to share their story or speak about grief in class. Consider using a blob tree image to facilitate discussion. Item 44 of 47, behavior students might exhibit in class might reflect the stages of grief. Be aware of the stages of grief. Item 45 of 47, sometimes what we see as disengagement from our students is actually a grief response. Item 46 of 47, when a student is going through something big, they may tend to be more forgetful, have difficulty concentrating, and difficulty making decisions because our brains can only process so much. Item 47 of 47, validate your students' losses. Begin paragraph text, Flipgrid. Begin numbered list with 4 items starting at 48. Item 48 of 51, Flipgrid is a free educational platform. Item 49 of 51, you can use Flipgrid to encourage effective learning strategies, provide personal and direct feedback, and foster a sense of community. Item 50 of 51, ask your students to connect a concept to something in their life, have them post a video discussing it. Item 51 of 51, use video to provide feedback to students so they can hear your voice, inflection, tone, and see your nonverbal cues. It is less formal and faster than written feedback. Begin paragraph text, trauma-informed practices, TIP begin numbered list with 6 items starting at 52. Item 52 of 57, if stress is detected in your learning environment, learning will be more difficult for those impacted by trauma. If you, as the instructor, project stress, your students can pick that up. Item 53 of 57, individuals who have endured trauma have a harder time switching out of fight or flight mode and back into a more productive way of thinking. Item 54 of 57, some of these everyday learning experiences can activate a trauma response, lack of choice, team building, unclear rules, ambiguity, and forced sharing. Item 55 of 57, conduct a trauma walkthrough on your classes. There are formal assessment tools available to help with this. Item 56 of 57, assess your teaching through these 6 key principles: safety, trustworthiness and transparency, peer support, collaboration and mutuality, empowerment, voice, and choice, and recognizing cultural, historical, and gender issues. Item 57 of 57, you might see the following responses in a student impacted by trauma who is currently in a fight or flight mode: difficulty focusing, attending, retaining, or recalling information, absenteeism, fear of risks, trouble with emotional regulation, anxiety about deadlines or coursework, withdrawal or isolation, unhealthy relationships, or nothing at all. Trauma-informed practices is based in equity, meaning you customize the tools for the individual's strengths. Don't assume that a person has had a trauma, but know it is a possibility. Begin paragraph text. For more information or assistance, contact NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning, 701-231-7015, nsu.edu, Begin image with description, Starburst. End image. Begin heading level 1, Teaching and AMP, Learning Conference Tips. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text, the following tips you can incorporate into your class are taken from the sessions offered in the 2021 Teaching and Learning Conference. References and citations for any data or statistics listed here can be found in the videos posted on our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/c/nsuot. Teach with empathy, not sympathy. Sympathy is not empathy. Sympathy is a feeling of pity and sorrow for someone else's misfortune. Empathy is a way of connecting with people that shows you understand they are experiencing something meaningful, even though you may not understand exactly how it feels for them. Instructors high in teacher empathy do not lower standards, they identify and remove obstacles to learning. Get to know your students. In order to make an impact on students' lives, you need to understand them first. You can do this by deploying a student survey. You can ask students to write "Hey, this I believe" essay. You could also ask students to create their reflexivity statement. Adopt a growth mindset. Help students adopt a growth mindset. This is the belief that I will need to persevere through difficulty before I succeed. The desire to work hard consistently with the courage to ask questions when confused. Inclusive course policies. Design course policies that reflect a deep understanding of students' personal and social situations. Incorporate course policies for greater inclusion and equity. Inclusive and equitable teaching provides opportunities for success for students from all identities. Build trust with your students. Trust your students, assume they are trying their best. Recognize each student has different pressures on their time and energy. Help your students understand the learning goals. Tell them the why behind each assessment. Collaborate with students. Let students lead the learning process by collaborating with students to discuss progress on meeting their learning goals. Invite students to set personal learning goals within the domains of the course. Enable students to complete self-evaluations and reflections across the semester. You might also reconsider strict deadlines. Ease asynchronous learning. For asynchronous learning, make it easy for students to access materials, make it obvious where to start, mention clear, attainable goals and objectives. Mention the standard methods of submitting assignments. Create an organized course. Create streamlined content for students to follow. An organized course is the key to student success. An unorganized course will cause delay in assignments being completed. Make Blackboard navigation easier. Allow for students to have easy, accessible, and organized materials on Blackboard. Be flexible with your students. Flexibility improves the learning experience of your students. Post notes, assignments, class materials at least 5 to 7 days before deadlines. Provide structure by having assignment deadlines but have a flexible deadline policy. Allowing students to resubmit assignments or retake tests increases their motivation to learn. Create an engaging learning environment. Using a variety of ways to display and provide information is optimal for desired learning outcomes. Offering opportunities for choice and autonomy is one way you can create a more meaningful and engaging learning environment. Often students do not understand or appreciate the reason why what they are learning is important. Establishing the why behind what you teach will help your students see relevance and value in the material. Use creative ways to engage students. Instructors can use creative ways to engage students. For example, Dr. Silvio May presents finger puppets alongside his presentations about the specific scientist being discussed. Dr. Bina Ajmera created themed weeks for students to create backgrounds on Zoom to fit into the themes. Dr. Ginny Linker shared how she used Swivel software in the classes she holds in the gymnasium. The camera follows the professor and can be integrated into Zoom. Begin paragraph text. For more information or assistance, contact NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning, 701-231-7015, nsu.uttle@nsu.edu. Begin Heading Level 1, Little Hints to Use with Your Students. Begin Heading Level 2, Advising Edition. Begin Image with Description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning Logo. End Image. Begin paragraph text. Providing little hints throughout the semester can help your students succeed. Use the content on this printable to provide a new tip for your students each week during your regular class session. Some tips have suggestions for you in parentheses. You may use this list as written, or you may pick and choose which tips to use based on your specific class demographics. Begin Heading Level 2, Week 1. Begin paragraph text. Ensure your class registration is final, inquire about wait lists if needed, and introduce yourself to your academic advisor. Begin Heading Level 2, Week 2. Begin paragraph text. Identify the office hours on your syllabi for each class and keep the list handy for when you need them. Begin Heading Level 2, Week 3. Begin paragraph text. Find a good study space on campus that works for you. Spaces include your residence hall/apartment, the library, and outside some classrooms. There are a lot of great spaces around campus. Begin Heading Level 2, Week 4. Begin paragraph text. Check on your current grade and attendance for each class. If you missed assignments or quizzes, can you make them up? What else can you do to get back on track? Begin Heading Level 2, Week 5. Begin paragraph text. Have you sent or received any emails from your advisor yet? If not, now is a great time to have an initial meeting to start to discuss your interests in the major. Begin Heading Level 2, Week 6. Begin paragraph text. Learn about academic organizations to get involved with for your major. Highlight a few that are relevant to your department or program. Begin heading level 2, week 7. Begin paragraph text, browse your major department's web page, view faculty bios and learn about their research interests. Can you get involved with their research or other opportunities? Share a few minutes about something you are working on and how undergrads have been or could get involved. Begin heading level 2, week 8. Begin paragraph text, midterm of the semester, check in with faculty members again and prepare for midterms. Look ahead for any big final projects. Begin heading level 2, week 9. Begin paragraph text, take a look at your degree map and familiarize yourself with the academic requirements for your major. You can plan a tentative list of classes to discuss with your advisor. https://nsudm.civitalearning.com/begin-heading-level-2, week-10. Begin paragraph text, think about spring registration and meet with your academic advisor. Begin heading level 2, week 11. Begin paragraph text, take note of your current grade in the class and remaining work. Do you need to consider a withdrawal from the course? Discuss options with your instructor and advisor. Put a note on the syllabus/weekly tip that you are willing and open to chat. Students may need the reminder it's okay to visit. Begin heading level 2, week 12. Begin paragraph text, check your campus connection account for any holds that may prevent timely registration for next semester. https://www.nsu.edu/onestop/connect/holds Begin heading level 2, week 13. Begin paragraph text, register for classes as close to your assigned registration time for best availability of classes and class times. https://www.nsu.edu/registrar/registration/registering Begin heading level 2, week 14. Begin paragraph text, put together a study plan for final exams. Begin heading level 2, week 15. Begin paragraph text, make use of any study sessions offered. List study sessions for your class. Begin heading level 2, week 16. Begin paragraph text, reflect on how the semester went and what adjustments you might want to make. Inspired by a We Learn Together blog post titled, Being First, in which a student named Hajira greatly benefited from the little hints her instructor gave. Read about Hajira and other first-generation students and GT/MGT. https://www.dce.nsu.nodec.edu/otlaweb/blog/being-first/begin-paragraph-text. For more information or assistance, contact NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning 701-231-7015. nsu.edu. www.nsu.edu/utl/faculty_resources/getting_started. Begin heading level 1, creating accessible. Begin heading level 1, documents. Begin heading level 2, email, Microsoft Outlook. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text. Use this list to check for common accessibility issues in emails. This document specifically addresses Microsoft Outlook as that is the campus-supported software. Microsoft offers step-by-step instructions on how to fix accessibility issues, and further explanation on why these are important. Use this quick tips sheet to meet the basic accessibility requirements. Begin heading level 2, include alt text with all visuals. Begin paragraph text. Why, for screen reader users, alternative text helps to communicate what is important in images and other visuals. Alt text helps people who can't see the screen to understand what's important in images and other visuals. How, Control plus click the image or object and GT, edit alt text and GT, type 1-2 sentences in the text box to describe the object and its context. Begin heading level 2, do not use infographics in place of text. Begin paragraph text, why, screen readers cannot read images or infographics without alt text. Unless your image has alt text, do not send a JPG or PDF as the only item in an email. Another option would be to add the text in the image or infographic as text in your email. Begin heading level 2, add meaningful hyperlink text. Begin paragraph text. Why, people who use screen readers sometimes scan a list of links. Links should convey clear and accurate information about the destination. For example, instead of linking to the text click here, include the full title of the destination page. How, click on the insert link option on the bottom toolbar and GT, insert link and GT, write the information about the destination in the description and GT, write the URL in the web address box. Begin heading level 2, don't use color to convey information. Begin paragraph text. Why, people who are blind, have low vision, or are colorblind might miss out on the meaning conveyed by particular colors. How, add an underline to color-coded hyperlink text so people who are colorblind know the text is linked even if they can't see the color. For headings, consider adding bold or using a larger font. Begin heading level 2, use good contrast. Begin paragraph text. Why, high contrast text is easier to read for sighted and low-sighted individuals. If you use black or gray text in your emails, use at least 70% tint for your gray colors. When using color, choose dark colors on a light background. If you struggle to read the email, so will your readers. Begin heading level 2, add table header and column information. Begin paragraph text. Why, to keep track of their location in a table, screen readers count table cells and use header information to identify rows and columns. If a table is nested within another table or if a cell is merged or split, the screen reader loses count and can't provide useful information about the table. Blank cells in a table could also mislead someone using a screen reader into thinking that there is nothing more in the table. Begin heading level 2, use a larger font size. Begin paragraph text. Why, people who have dyslexia describe seeing text swim together on a page, the compressing of one line of text into the line below. They often see text merge or distort. To reduce their reading load, use a larger font size, 11 pints or larger. How, click on the font size bar and GT, select a font size of 11 pints or larger. Begin heading level 2, include sufficient white space. Begin paragraph text. Why, in order to reduce workload for individuals with dyslexia, make sure there is ample white space between sentences and paragraphs. Begin heading level 2, request access eBelay emails. Begin paragraph text. Why, if you wish to make sure you receive accessible emails, you can let the sender know that you prefer to receive accessible content. How, click the settings icon on your Outlook on the web and GT, in the search bar type accessible content and GT, click on accessible content and GT, select the Ask Senders to Send Content That's Accessible checkbox and GT, click Save. Begin heading level 3, for more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015, nsu.edu. www.nsu.edu/utl/faculty_resources/course_design/course_materials. Begin heading level 1, creating accessible. Begin heading level 1, documents. Begin heading level 2, Microsoft Word. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text. Use this list to check for common accessibility issues in Microsoft Word documents. Microsoft offers in-depth information on the use of its accessibility checker feature as well as step-by-step instructions on how to fix accessibility issues, and further explanation on why these are important. Begin heading level 2, insert document titles. Begin paragraph text. Why, document titles provide information on what a screen reader is reading. How, file menu and GT, properties and GT, summary and GT, title and GT, enter descriptive title for your document. Begin heading level 2, use alt text for all images. Begin paragraph text. Why, screen readers cannot read photos without alt text or descriptions. Individuals may miss or wonder if they have missed important information. How, Click Image in GT, Picture Format menu in GT, Format Pane in GT, Layout and Amp, Properties. Begin image with description, layout and properties icon. End image. In GT, Alt Text and GT, Simple Images, fill in title, X, John Doe, images with words or diagrams, fill in title and description box with information explaining image significance or what text in the image says. Begin paragraph text. Begin heading level 2, use table headers. Begin paragraph text, Y, table headers explain the information in columns a screen reader reads. Without table headers, a screen reader reads, accessibility issues, 10, 14, 3 versus book title accessibility issues, page 10, total pages 14, number of follow-up questions 3. How, insert menu and GT, table and GT, choose columns and amp, rows plus one extra row in GT, table design menu in GT, ensure header row box is checked in GT, type column headers in first row of table. Begin heading level 2, use headings and subheadings. Begin paragraph text, Y, provides a logical reading order for screen readers. Saves time with accessibility when exporting to a PDF. How, references menu in GT, add text and GT, highlight text to classify as heading or subheading and GT, choose level 1, then level 2, then level 3 as needed. Begin heading level 2, use descriptive hyperlinks. Begin paragraph text, Y, descriptive hyperlinks enable users to know what information they will receive if they click the link. A screen reader reads a link as, link click here versus link how to fix accessibility issues. How, write a description of what the link provides and GT, highlight link text and GT, insert menu and GT, link and GT, click web or email option and GT, insert web or email address. Begin heading level 2, use good contrast. Begin paragraph text, Y, high contrast text is easier to read for sighted and low-sighted individuals. If the document is black and white, use 70% tint for your gray/black colors. When using color, choose dark colors on a light background or light colors on a dark background. If you struggle to read the document, so will your readers. How, font color menu. Begin image with description, font color menu icon. End image. In GT, hover cursor over gray/black color choice and GT, choose a color that says lighter 25% or less a percentage. Lighter 25% means the tint is 75%. If you use anything more than 25% lighter, your document will be flagged for contrast issues. Begin paragraph text. Begin heading level 2, use multiple ways to identify information. Begin paragraph text, Y, if color is the only way to differentiate between items, low-sighted, colorblind, and sighted individuals may struggle to see the difference between each color. Variations in colors used by computer monitors and printers can be significant, and, when printed in black and white, color variation and meaning are lost. How, you can use color to differentiate but offer another differentiation tool. This could be numbers, letters, or other characters. Begin heading level 2, watch for extra spaces after words. Begin paragraph text, Y, extra spaces after words or sentences are read by a screen reader as either space or blank. Neither convey meaning and can contribute to confusion. How, make an effort to not add spaces after sentences, and, add, check for extra spaces, to your editing process. Place cursor at the end of each paragraph, use the right arrow key to see if there are extra spaces, and delete any you find. Begin heading level 3, for more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015, www.nsu.edu/faculty_resources/course_design/course_materials. Begin heading level 1, creating accessible. Begin heading level 1, documents. Begin heading level 2, Microsoft PowerPoint. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text. Use this list to check for common accessibility issues in Microsoft PowerPoint presentations. Microsoft offers in-depth information on the use of its accessibility checker feature as well as step-by-step instructions on how to fix accessibility issues, and further explanation on why these are important. Begin heading level 2, use unique slide titles. Begin paragraph text, why, individuals using a screen reader skim through slide titles to navigate, they quickly scan slide titles and go right to the slide they want. Using unique slide titles allows them to clearly understand which slide they are on. Avoid using the same title for slides that have spillover information. Consider including additional information such as slide title 1 of 2. Begin heading level 2, use built-in slide templates. Begin paragraph text, why, built-in slide layout templates are designed so the reading order is the same for people with vision and for people who use screen readers. How? Design menu and GT, select a built-in slide template. Begin heading level 2, add alt text to all images, objects, and tables. Begin paragraph text, why, for screen reader users, alternative text helps to communicate what is important in images and other visuals. Alt text provides a textual alternative to non-text content. How, right-click the image or object and GT, format picture/object and GT. Size and AMP, properties. Begin image with description, size and properties icon. End image. In the left pane and GT, alt text and GT, fill in title and description explaining the object or image. Begin paragraph text. Begin heading level 2, use table headers. Begin paragraph text, why, table headers explain the information in columns a screen reader reads. Without table headers, a screen reader would not be able to correctly read the table. How, insert menu and GT, table and GT, choose columns and AMP, rows plus one extra row and GT, table design menu and GT, ensure header row box is checked and GT, type column headers in first row of table. Begin heading level 2, set reading order of slide contents. Begin paragraph text, why, screen readers read the elements in the order they were added to the slide, which might be different from the order in which things appear. It's important to check the reading order by using the selection pane. The reading order in the selection pane should be arranged from the bottom up. The title should be at the very bottom with subsequent content above it. How, home and GT, arrange in GT, selection pane and GT, arrange the reading order by dragging the objects on the right pane. Begin heading level 2, use descriptive hyperlinks. Begin paragraph text, why, descriptive hyperlinks enable users to know what information they will receive if they click the link. A screen reader reads a link as, link click here versus link how to fix accessibility issues. How, write a description of what the link provides and GT, highlight link text and GT, insert menu and GT, link and GT. Click web or email option and GT, insert web or email address. Begin heading level 2, use good contrast. Begin paragraph text, why, high contrast text is easier to read for sighted and low-sighted individuals. If the document is black and white, use at least 70% tint for your gray colors. When using color, choose dark colors on a light background or light colors on a dark background. If you struggle to read the document, so will your readers. How, font color menu. Begin image with description, font color menu icon. End image. And GT, hover cursor over gray/black color choice and GT, choose a color that says lighter 25% or less a percentage. Lighter 25% means the tint is 75%. If you use anything more than 25% lighter, your document will be flagged for contrast issues. Begin paragraph text. Begin heading level 2, use multiple ways to identify information. Begin paragraph text, why, if color is the only way to differentiate between items, low-sighted, color-blind, and sighted individuals may struggle to see the difference between each color. Variations in colors used by computer monitors and printers can be significant, and, when printed in black and white, color variation and meaning are lost. How, you can use color to differentiate but offer another differentiation tool. This could be numbers, letters, or other characters. Begin heading level 2, avoid excess animation. Begin paragraph text, why, people can get vertigo or be sensitive to moving or flashing images. Because of this, animation should be kept to a minimum. Strobing or rapidly moving images should be avoided, as this can make certain viewers sick or cause a seizure. Begin heading level 3, for more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015, www.nsu.edu/faculty_resources/course_design/course_materials. Begin heading level 1, creating accessible. Begin heading level 1, documents. Begin heading level 2, PDFs. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text, use this list to make sure the final PDF document is accessible when converting documents into a PDF file. The first and most important thing is to ensure the document you are converting follows all accessibility standards. Once you have made sure there are no accessibility issues, follow these steps. The most common adjustments will be discussed below. Begin heading level 2, save a document as PDF. Begin paragraph text, why? In order to preserve the accessibility changes made in the PowerPoint or Word document, the PDF conversion has to be done in a specific way. How for Mac, click File and GT, Save As and GT, select PDF from the File Format dropdown and GT, in Microsoft Word check the box labeled Best for Electronic Distribution and Accessibility and GT, Save. How for Windows, click File and GT, Save As and GT, select PDF from the File Format dropdown and GT, Options and GT, in Microsoft Word check the box labeled Document Structure Tags for Accessibility and GT, OK and GT, click Save. Begin heading level 2, use the Accessibility Checker feature. Begin paragraph text, why, the Accessibility Checker feature will automatically check to see if there are any accessibility errors. If you have used the Accessibility Checker features in other platforms, you will have minimal adjustments to make in a PDF. How, click Tools and GT, Accessibility and GT, Accessibility Checker and GT, Start Checking and GT. The system will automatically check for accessibility issues and show if there are any issues. To resolve issues, simply right-click on the unresolved issue in GT, click Fix. Begin heading level 2, add a title to the document. Begin paragraph text, why, having a document title makes it easier for someone using a screen reader to know what document they are listening to. If you miss this, you can still do this during the PDF accessibility check. How? Click Document and GT, Title and GT, Control plus click and GT, Fix and GT, uncheck Leave as is and change document title. Begin heading level 2, set the appropriate reading language. Begin paragraph text, why, an appropriate language must be selected in the PDF properties so that the screen reader knows what language to read in. How, click File and GT, Properties and GT, Advanced and GT, Reading Options and GT, select English or the appropriate language the document is written in. Begin heading level 2, make sure the document uses high contrast. Begin paragraph text, why, make sure that the document is in high contrast so that the text is easier to read for sighted and low-sighted individuals. This means dark text on a light background or light text on a dark background. How for Mac, open file in Adobe Acrobat DC and GT, click Acrobat Pro DC and GT, Preferences and GT, select Accessibility and GT, check the Replace Document Colors box and GT, select Use High Contrast Colors and GT, from the drop-down list select Black Text on White. How for Windows, open file in Adobe Acrobat DC and GT, click Edit and GT, Preferences and GT, select Accessibility and GT, check the Replace Document Colors box and GT, select Use High Contrast Colors and GT, From the drop-down list, select black text on white. Begin heading level 2, set the reading order. Begin paragraph text. Why? Since the reading order is unique to each document, the accessibility checker is unable to fully check the reading order. Double-check that the PDF is reading the document in the intended order. How? Click Tools and GT, Accessibility and GT, Accessibility Checker and GT, Reading Order and GT, Show Order Panel and GT, review the numerical order for each page. For items a screen reader would not read, click plus control or right-click on the number of the item in the side panel. From the menu, choose what type of content it is. Tag as decorative slash background will indicate that it is not content that adds meaning to the document. Begin heading level 3, for more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015, nsu.udl@nsu.edu. www.nsu.edu/udl/faculty_resources/course_design/course_materials. Begin heading level 1, Little Hints for Instructors. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text, get off to a great start and keep the momentum going with these helpful hints for your classes this semester. Begin heading level 2, week 1. Begin paragraph text, tip 1, check on your books and materials in the NDSU bookstore to ensure the books are in and there are adequate numbers for your course enrollment. Tip 2, provide a tour for your students in Blackboard to show them how you will use it and where to find important items. You can do this during a class session, record a video and post it in Blackboard, or provide a written guide. Begin heading level 2, week 2. Begin paragraph text, administer a survey to get to know your students better and support their learning. A survey template is available in the Qualtrics NDSU library. See sample items. https://drive.google.com/file/d/1c9zoo2mxw4k31llkcwrm/view/begin-heading-level-2-week-3. Begin paragraph text. Help your students get to know one another by using group activities to learn the content and allotting the first minute or two for introductions and sharing. Begin heading level 2, week 4. Begin paragraph text. Your students will learn better and are more likely to retain the information when they can experience the content by seeing, hearing, saying, and writing. We often only plan for the seeing and hearing. Include activities during class that allow students to write and speak about the content. Begin heading level 2, week 5. Begin paragraph text, learn more about the student course experience surveys your students will be asked to complete at the end of the semester. https://www.nsu.edu/gdc/qualtrics/student_rating_score_instruction_course/begin-heading-level-2-week-6. Begin paragraph text, spring semester course materials orders are due November 1st. The NDSU bookstore is required by law to list all course materials for all NDSU courses. Begin heading level 2, week 7. Begin paragraph text, prepare and administer a midterm feedback questionnaire in your classes. A survey template is available in the Qualtrics NDSU library. It can be as simple as this. https://drive.google.com/file/d/1iwash9ptv-xbeing-so19swad3yud69d/view-begin-heading-level-2-week-8. Begin paragraph text, share the midterm feedback and how you will address any concerns with your students so they know you are listening. Begin heading level 2, week 9. Begin paragraph text, students will learn more when they receive narrative feedback that tells them what they are doing well and how they can improve. Begin heading level 2, week 10. Begin paragraph text, want help building your final assessment? Consultants in the Office of Teaching and Learning can help. Whether it's a traditional exam or a performance assessment. Begin heading level 2, week 11. Begin paragraph text, keep notes about what is going well with your class and what you want to change for next time. We think we will remember, but when it gets busy, it's easy to forget. Begin heading level 2, week 12. Begin paragraph text, have you kept your grade center up to date? If not, now's a good time to catch up and communicate with students to let them know where they are at in the class. Begin heading level 2, week 13. Begin paragraph text, sign up for peer teaching partnership for the next semester. Select either the formal or informal track. Learn more. www.nsu.edu/adul/programs/peer_teaching Begin heading level 2, week 14. Begin paragraph text, set your students up for success by holding office hours for additional study time for the final exam or, if students are completing projects, workshop time to consult with you and receive feedback. Begin heading level 2, week 15. Begin paragraph text, avoid getting numerous emails from students by posting the timeline for posting grades for the final assessment and course. Begin heading level 2, week 16. Begin paragraph text, even though it's tempting to disconnect immediately after finishing up the class, take a few minutes to revise your syllabus for next time while everything is still fresh in your mind. Begin heading level 3, for more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015, nsu.adul@nsu.edu. www.nsu.edu/adul/faculty_resources/getting_started. Begin heading level 1, performance. Begin heading level 1, objectives. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin heading level 2, what should the students be able to do? Begin heading level 3, what are instructional objectives? Begin paragraph text, also often referred to as learning objectives and performance objectives. Instructional objectives are specific, measurable, short-term, observable student behaviors. An objective is a description of a performance you want learners to be able to exhibit before you consider them competent. An objective describes an intended result of instruction, rather than the process of instruction itself. Begin heading level 3, writing objectives for using Bloom's taxonomy and associated action or performance verbs. Begin heading level 3, parts of a performance objective. Begin paragraph text, answer the question, what should the students be able to do? Objective, the students will be able to infer the developmental needs of a child by documenting evidence aligned with developmental theory. Begin heading level 3, sample performance objectives. Begin paragraph text, the students will be able to draw inferences about the causes of World War II. The students will be able to identify the verbs in sentences. The students will be able to explain the purpose of a given text. The students will be able to apply the principles of design to a poster. The students will be able to categorize rocks by type. The students will be able to describe the habitats of various animals. The students will be able to predict the outcome of habitat changes. The students will be able to accurately measure wet and dry ingredients. The students will be able to select the correct plant types to be grown in a particular environment. The following are not observable or measurable performance objectives. Appreciate the beauty of a circuit. Understand relativity theory. Be familiar with the law. Understand the process of osmosis. Enjoy speaking French. Learn about erosion. Listen to the lecture. Begin paragraph text. Begin table with 3 columns and 2 rows. Row 1 of 2. Column 1 of 3. Column heading. Begin paragraph text, the students will be able to. Column 2 of 3. Column heading. Begin paragraph text, determine the development needs of a child. Column 3 of 3. Column heading. By documenting evidence aligned with developmental theory. Row 2 of 2. Column 1 of 3 with column heading. The students will be able to. Begin paragraph text, audience. Standard introduction for an objective. Hint, focus on the students, not the teacher. Column 2 of 3 with column heading. Determine the development needs of a child. Begin paragraph text. Behavior/action verb that is measurable and can be assessed. What is the learner to do? Content description of the subject matter to be learned. Hint, must specify observable and measurable behaviors. Column 3 of 3 with column heading by documenting evidence aligned with developmental theory. Begin paragraph text, condition to be met by the students in order to demonstrate that the objective has been achieved. Hint, describes the circumstances, situation or setting. Begin paragraph text. Begin paragraph text. Begin table with 2 columns and 7 rows. Row 1 of 7. Column 1 of 2. Column heading. Learning level. Column 2 of 2. Column heading. Associated action verbs. Row 2 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Knowledge. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Define, describe, state, list, name, write, recall, recognize, label, underline, select, reproduce, outline, match. Row 3 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Comprehension. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Identify, justify, select, indicate, illustrate, represent, name, formulate, explain, judge, contrast, classify. Row 4 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Application. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Predict, select, assess, explain, choose, find, show, demonstrate, construct, compute, use, perform. Row 5 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Analysis. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Analyze, identify, conclude, differentiate, select, separate, compare, contrast, justify, resolve, break down, criticize. Row 6 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Evaluation. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Judge, evaluate, determine, recognize, support, defend, attack, criticize, identify, avoid, select, choose. Row 7 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Begin paragraph text, synthesis slash. Create. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Combine, restate, summarize, precise, argue, discuss, organize, derive, select, relate, generalize, conclude. Begin paragraph text. Begin heading level 2, for more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015, nsu.edu. Begin heading level 3, adapted from resources found at. Begin paragraph text, www.bu.edu/cme/forms/rss_forms/tips_for_writing_objectives.pdf. https://tips.warg.edu/using-Bloom's-taxonomy/. Begin heading level 1, writing. Begin heading level 1, course. Begin heading level 1, objectives. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin heading level 2, what are course objectives? Begin paragraph text, course objectives directly state what the students will know or be able to do by the end of the course. They ensure the instructor and students have a clear path through the course. All learning experiences and assessments should align to the course objectives. Course objectives are specific, concise, student-centered, measurable, student-friendly, aligned with program objectives/goals. Begin heading level 2, what does a course objective look like? Begin heading level 2, how are course objectives different from individual session objectives? Begin paragraph text, the learning objectives for an individual course session are at a more granular level than an overall course objective and lead the student toward the corresponding course objective. For example, Course objective: the students will determine the developmental needs of children across all domains. Session objective: the students will recall the developmental domains. Knowledge session objective: the students will list the common characteristics of the stages of cognitive development. Knowledge session objective: the students will recognize developmental delays. Evaluate session objective: the students will create a therapy plan for a child with developmental delays. Synthesis note: the action verb guides assessment. For example, knowledge level learning can be measured through limited response quizzes or tests, while higher level learning can be measured with constructed response and projects. Begin heading level 2, Bloom's taxonomy. Begin paragraph text: although there are several taxonomies for learning, Bloom's is the most widely known and used. Bloom's taxonomy serves as a useful resource for identifying the action verb needed for writing effective objectives. The following chart provides the 6 learning levels and examples of aligned performance verbs. Begin paragraph text. Begin table with 2 columns and 7 rows. Row 1 of 7. Column 1 of 2. Column heading. Learning level. Column 2 of 2. Column heading. Associated action verbs. Row 2 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Knowledge. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Define, describe, state, list, name, write, recall, recognize, label, underline, select, reproduce, outline, match. Row 3 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Comprehension. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Identify, justify, select, indicate, illustrate, represent, name, formulate, explain, judge, contrast, classify. Row 4 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Application. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Predict, select, assess, explain, choose, find, show, demonstrate, construct, compute, use, perform. Row 5 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Analysis. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Analyze, identify, conclude, differentiate, select, separate, compare, contrast, justify, resolve, break down, criticize. Row 6 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Evaluation. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Judge, evaluate, determine, recognize, support, defend, attack, criticize, identify, avoid, select, choose. Row 7 of 7. Column 1 of 2 with column heading learning level. Synthesis slash create. Column 2 of 2 with column heading associated action verbs. Combine, restate, summarize, precise, argue, discuss, organize, derive, select, relate, generalize, conclude. Begin paragraph text. Begin paragraph text. Begin table with 1 column and 2 rows. Row 1 of 2. Column 1 of 1. Row heading. Example. Row 2 of 2. Column 1 of 1 with column heading example. Begin paragraph text. The students will determine the developmental needs of children across all domains. Student-centered, it states specifically what that students will be able to do. It includes a measurable action verb. It identifies the content aligned with program goals. Student-friendly, it isn't overly technical, and is easily understood by students. A program goal slash outcome from which this course objective is derived may look like. Students will understand developmental domains. Begin paragraph text. Begin heading level 3, for more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015, nsu.uttle@nsu.edu. Begin heading level 1, tips for filming videos. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text. Whether you are filming a lecture for your class or video for YouTube, there are some strategies you can use to ensure your video is of good quality. A video of good quality makes it easier for the viewer to receive your message. Here are a few tips to ensure your video is of good quality. Begin heading level 2, plan your video in advance. Begin paragraph text, planning your video in advance provides numerous advantages in terms of quality. The most important reason is that it decreases the amount of time spent filming and editing your video. Begin heading level 2, follow a script. Begin paragraph text, write a script before recording. The script entails what you will talk about in the video. The video needs to be short, concise and to the point. So, write your script keeping that in mind. Begin heading level 2, use good lighting. Begin paragraph text, preferably record in a shady area that will give a softer light. Avoid overhead lighting because that will cause harsh shadows on the subject's face. Begin heading level 2, use a clean background. Begin paragraph text. An easy way to do this is to have a solid colored background like a blank wall. If you do not have or do not want to use a clean background, be sure to check that background elements in the camera frame are representative of the message you want to send and are not distracting. Begin heading level 2, film with minimal background noise. Begin paragraph text, depending on the microphone sensitivity, lots of times microphones will record random noises like a fan, traffic, or background conversations. Record in a place free from those background noises. Begin heading level 2, have good audio recording device. Begin paragraph text, borrow a microphone if needed and connect it to the camera. The Office of Teaching and Learning has microphones available to borrow. Begin heading level 2, avoid shaky footage. Begin paragraph text, it is not possible to have the camera handheld and not have shaky footage. It is best to use a tripod or set up a camera on a flat surface so your footage looks professional. The Office of Teaching and Learning has a tripod available to borrow. Begin heading level 2, record with the best quality. Begin paragraph text, minimum quality should be 1080 pixels, px, at 30 frames per second, fps. Check your camera or phone to ensure it is recording at these settings. If you are using a phone to record, be sure you have it set up horizontally rather than vertically. Begin heading level 2, appear natural in front of the camera. Begin paragraph text, try to appear as natural as possible. Use open body language. Maintain good posture. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Avoid crossing your arms since this makes you look closed off. Begin heading level 2, speak slower. Begin paragraph text. Individuals have a tendency to speak faster when they are on camera or in front of a crowd. Before you begin speaking, pause and remind yourself to speak slower and enunciate tricky words. Begin heading level 2, make sure to smile. Begin paragraph text. A smile, especially at the beginning of the video, offers a sense of warmth and appears welcoming. Begin heading level 2, look at the lens. Begin paragraph text. Be sure to look at the lens of your camera or the general direction of the camera on your computer. This is how your eyes will connect with your viewer's eyes. If recording from your computer, it may help to tape a photo of a person near the lens. Begin heading level 3. For more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015. nsu.uttle@nsu.edu. www.nsu.edu/uttle. Begin heading level 1, getting off. Begin heading level 1, 2A. Begin heading level 1, good start. Begin heading level 2, helping all learners feel welcome. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text. The learning environment sets the stage for learning. Here are a few ways to set up your learning environment to make your learners feel welcome and able to learn. Begin heading level 2, comfortable seating. Begin paragraph text, think of comfort broadly. The seating should establish opportunities for students to see and be seen and feel like they belong in the classroom. Can the seating be arranged in a circle to all allow learners to see one another? Another option is to arrange the seating around a table or put desks in pods to encourage discussion and collaboration. Can you position yourself as the instructor in ways that allow you to be close to your learners, make eye contact, and see and hear them when you are talking and eliciting their ideas? Begin heading level 2, look and feel of the room. Begin paragraph text. Unlike our K-12 educator colleagues, higher education instructors typically don't have their own classroom that can be customized to have a warm, more personalized look and feel. However, there are things we can do to personalize the space we use. For example, you can project an image and/or message that students see when they enter the room. You can add a message to the whiteboard, welcoming students and/or giving them something to think about related to the day's learning. Another idea is to create learner toolkits that can be housed in the classroom or brought with you to class that include items that support thinking and discussion, such as a mini whiteboard, discussion prompts, response cards, yes, no, need more information, activity protocols, resource sheets like a conversion chart or glossary, etc. Finally, consider creating a personal introduction for your students and inviting them to do the same. For example, post a photo and brief welcome that includes a glimpse into your interests and hobbies. Begin heading level 2, communication. Begin paragraph text. Although Zoom and Teams meetings have made us more aware of the expressions on our faces and how the way we look may be perceived, educators are often under-aware of their nonverbal communication and tone. Plan for intentionally. Position yourself near your students and work the room, so you aren't only interacting with the students in your splash zone. Practice holding a warm, interested, and friendly expression on your face. Make eye contact with your students to show them you are listening and paying attention to them. Don't be afraid to make a mistake or admit you do not know something. Instead, share with the students how you corrected the mistake or how you will learn what you don't know. Finally, review your syllabus for messaging, perhaps even invite a colleague to review it, letting you know the tone they feel. Can you set high and clear expectations while maintaining a warm and approachable tone? Begin heading level 3, for more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015, nsu.edu. Begin heading level 1, getting off. Begin heading level 1, 2A. Begin heading level 1, good start. Begin heading level 2, engaging learners. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text. Engagement is predictive of several positive academic and life outcomes, including academic achievement, reduced dropout rates, greater satisfaction with life, and a better overall sense of well-being. In fact, without opportunities for students to connect with learning in meaningful ways, they don't learn. So, how can you make engagement more likely? Engagement by design is an intentional approach to planning built upon the principle that every student deserves a learning experience with high levels of engagement. Begin heading level 2, classroom relationships. Begin paragraph text. Relationships are among students and the content, peers, and instructor. Students are more likely to form a relationship with content when they can see how it is relevant, interesting, and useful. Positive relationships with peers that support engagement and learning require time and structure. Structure includes establishing guidelines for interaction that include respectful speaking and listening and worthwhile activities. Roger and David Johnson are experts in the field of cooperative learning with excellent resources on structuring collaborative interactions. Trust is the foundation of forming a relationship with your students. Trust is fostered when students see you as competent, which includes both knowing what you're talking about and delivering on your promises. Students also trust instructors more who provide the instruction and feedback they need to succeed. In addition, relationships can be fostered with your students through sharing appropriate but personal information, such as a photo and brief welcome that includes a glimpse into your interests and hobbies, and inviting them to do the same. Begin heading level 2, learner voice. Begin paragraph text. This includes listening, learning, and leading. Learners need to be taught how to listen to one another and provided with a structure for listening that includes expectations and modeling of respect and active listening. After hearing the ideas and perspectives of others, learners should be given the opportunity to demonstrate that they heard and learned from that experience. Finally, learners need opportunities in class to take responsibility for their own and others' learning, not just passively intake content from the educator. Begin heading level 2, student value. Begin paragraph text. Students need to feel like they belong along with being recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Value is cultivated when student growth and accomplishment are recognized. Value is also furthered when a student knows others believe in them. Keep in mind that recognition can be private, such as sincere and performance-anchored feedback on an assessment. Belief can be conveyed with statements that not only tell the student you believe in their abilities but also explain how you know this, e.g. I know you can do this. You have the knowledge and skills needed to complete this project. Let's review what you know. Begin heading level 2, clear and worthy content. Begin paragraph text. Thoughtfully examine the content included in your class. Is it all important? Can you provide a strong rationale if asked why do we need to know this? Once the worthy content is established, determine how you will clearly inform learners what they are expected to learn and what the success criteria look like. Begin heading level 2, challenging learning experiences. Begin paragraph text. Learners need an opportunity to rise to the challenge of learning the worthy content. Identify complex questions and problems for learners to grapple with. Help learners see the relevance in the content and the connections across the discipline. Begin heading level 3. For more information or assistance, contact. Begin paragraph text. NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning. 701-231-7015 nsu.edu. Begin heading level 3. 1. Fisher, D. Frey, N. Quaglia, R. J. Smith, D. and Amp, Land, L. L. 2018. Engagement by Design, Creating Learning Environments Where Students Thrive. Corwin. Begin heading level 1, Notes. Begin paragraph text, North Dakota State University. Office of Teaching and Learning. 1400 Centennial Boulevard, FLC 314. DEP 2020 PO Box 6050. Fargo, North Dakota 58108-6050. Begin image with description, computer mouse icon. End image. Begin paragraph text, www.nsu.edu/utl. Begin numbered list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2, 800-726-1724. Item 2 of 2, 231-7015. Begin paragraph text, NSUOT. Begin image with description, smartphone icon. End image. Begin image with description, Twitter logo. End image. Begin paragraph text, NSUOT. Begin image with description, smartphone icon. End image. Begin image with description, YouTube logo. End image. Begin paragraph text, NSUOT. Begin image with description, LinkedIn logo. End image. Begin paragraph text, NSU Office of Teaching Learning. Begin paragraph text, NDSU does not discriminate in its programs and activities on the basis of age, color, gender expression / identity, genetic information, marital status, national origin, participation in lawful off-campus activity, physical or mental disability, pregnancy, public assistance status, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, spousal relationship to current employee, or veteran status, as applicable. Direct inquiries to Vice Provost, Title 9/ADA Coordinator, Old Main 201-701-231-7708, nsu.eoa@nsu.edu.